shook their heads. They were going, you know, you'll never get that smell out of there, is what they were telling me.
They were still talking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I did improve one thing up front. I put in the Reese anti-sway bar system, the kind of a, you know, probably a little heavier duty than I need on this trailer, but it sure does tow nice and rides nice and level. And so I'm real pleased with that. So
now, John, you had a 70s trailer, didn't you? And this 65 Caravelle, that was for Rick, right?
Yeah, I have a 75 Parade Wind.
And you talked Rick into getting an Airstream. Was this his first? Rick, was this your first trailer or first Airstream?
My first trailer, and definitely, yeah, first Airstream.
And you guys are still friends, huh?
Oh, we're still friends. it's been, you know, camping together really does you know, test the relationship. So we're able to do it. So. And we're looking forward to the next trip together. So we got a big one planned to Texas in spring. So it's been great. You know, it gives us that much more to talk about. You know, he's got issues. I go over there, help him, and he comes over to. He's been a real help to me.
All those 70s, you know, all have issues.
Recently, valves. You know, the dump valves, both of them needed replacing. He kind of rebuilt the whole bumper storage area, and so put some new flooring in it, bamboo flooring. So, you know, they're an ongoing project. There's always something. But
No, go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, where are you camping now today?
Hey, let me take over before Rick blows it. We're somewhere on the Central Coast in an undisclosed campground. It's too good to mention.
It's like Dick Cheney. You're not getting it out of us, man. We're in an undisclosed location.
Rob, you're able to triangulate those phone numbers. Yeah. I gave you, right, Rob.
Yep, I got them. We're looking.
We're in a campground that's surrounded by two other campgrounds that are in wind tunnels, and this one is the best one of all. And there's more and more people here every time we come. So we're trying to, you know, like everybody else, this is our jewel. Keep it in the QT.
Tim, I'll have the triangulation in 10 minutes. Keep him on the line.
All right, just send me the Google Earth link. I'll see him here in a minute.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. Rick, what was the most unexpected thing besides the smell of your trailer when you went and got it?
Probably all of the mechanical systems either needed some work or just needed to be replaced. You know, the furnace needed replacing, the water heater. I ended up replacing the range. The toilet, the water tank, the pump, the charging system, the battery, you know, basically everything was original and needed to be replaced. And I was kind of hoping to work with some of it, you know, but it all just needed to go. So, but I'm real pleased with the new products I put in, and you know, it's all stuff that you have to anticipate in a remodel, in a renovation, and so that's what I would tell anybody who's going to buy an older one. Just anticipate if it hasn't been replaced already, you're going to need to. And that's about it. You know, yeah, it's just mostly all the mechanicals. You know, the shell and, you know, of course, the bit of rot in the rear of the subfloor, but otherwise, you know, all the woodwork inside, I was just able to clean up and go with. There was a little bit of delamming in the where there was a leak above the hood, the stove hood, and they replaced one piece of mahogany ply.